In World War II, young American men who had never traveled 100 miles from their homes suddenly found themselves thousands of miles from their own nation. Private Will Campbell was one such soldier. Known today as a courageous minister in the civil rights movement and an award-winning author, Campbell enlisted in the Army at 18 and was stationed at Saipan as a medic. Here, Campbell relates his experience crossing the Pacific in a Liberty ship.
It was December 1943, and we were on a crowded troop ship bound for the South Pacific. Most of us were in our teens, seasick, homesick, and a little afraid. I had asked my best pal, Herman Hyman, what he was going to send his girlfriend for Christmas. "Nothing," he answered. "It seems strange." He mumbled something about Hanukkah and changed the subject. I had no idea what he meant. I was a naive little Baptist boy from rural Mississippi. Herman was from the Bronx. What had promised to be a bleak Christmas turned even more dreary when the KP list was read over the ship's intercom. I was to be on kitchen duty on Christmas Day. The sergeant told us we would be crossing the international date line, so there would be 2 December 25ths. "I'll do it for you," Herman said. "Why?" "Because I want to," he laughed, patting me on the head like a mascot. Herman was older than I. At the end of the second Christmas in a row, Herman found me alone on the stern of the ship, looking back at where we had been. He looked very tired. He handed me a can of ripe olives he had lifted from the officer's mess. "Merry Christmas," he said, with a feigned and fatigued ho, ho, ho. "Why'd you do that?" I asked over and over. He sighed in a sort of, "You really don't know, do you?" fashion. Then he answered, "Because I'm a Jew, little buddy, and Jews don't celebrate Christmas." And he told me all about Hanukkah, about another war that was fought 200 years before my Jesus was even born, about how the Maccabees whipped the Syrians in the big celebration and rededication of the temple in Jerusalem. He said we would have a big celebration one day. He told me about how his father would light a candle every night for 8 nights, about the good food his mother prepared, and he named all the kinfolk who gathered. There weren't any Jews in my little rural community, no Catholics, Methodists, or Presbyterians either, just Baptists. But there was a Jew there when I got back. Herman Hyman died for his country in the last days of the war. And when the war ended and I went home to Mississippi, Herman went with me. "Happy Hanukkah, Herman. You would be 76 now. I'll light the 8th candle, and we'll be together again. And tell Father Abraham it's my time for KP.